This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
I'll be honest, I really don't follow the NBA. I enjoy watching basketball, but if I'm going to watch it, it's probably going to be college basketball.
Amen. Amen to that, sister, because I hate the NBA, generally speaking. Don't enjoy it at all.
You know how much I don't enjoy the NBA?
How much?
I didn't even know that the All-Star game was just held last weekend.
It was several mini games leading up to an All-Star game.
Had no clue.
No one liked it.
Apparently no one did, because viewership for that game was near all-time lows.
Well, they're going to learn a lesson in the NBA and the NFL at some point, because they've turned the All-Star versions of that in. They've emasculated these professional athletes. They're all scared to death of getting hurt, so they basically play flag football in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And in the NBA, they just don't try. They don't even, there's not even the appearance of effort except on one or two of the players. And that's it.
It was the second least watched game in the event's history. 4.7 or so million people tuned into that. But that's a 13% drop from the year before. It's just going downhill. And to your point, Mark, I think what people were probably frustrated about was just hours before tip-off, LeBron James, which is obviously the biggest name, said that he had lingering ankle and foot discomfort, and that was why he made the decision to not participate in that game. And you think about all these people who spent potentially thousands of dollars to secure a ticket to that, and some of them may have been willing to pay that just to see their biggest The star of the game, which is LeBron James. Now, I don't know how familiar you are with P.K. Subban. I remember him. He played in the NHL for about 10 years or so, but I remember talking about him when I used to live in Nashville.
He did the intermission show on ESPN last night.
So I want to play a soundbite here in a second from P.K. Subban, but he was a great hockey player, and so like I said, he played for the Nashville Predators, which is how I am familiar with him, but he goes on ESPN, like Carl said, and he basically torched NBA culture.
Good.
And I listen to this.
If you're really about sports, then you're about two things: your teammates and the fans. And I'm sorry, it doesn't matter how much money you're making. When you do not show up to play, you're letting your teammates down. When you do not show up to play, you're letting the fans down that are paying you 40, 50, 60 million. I don't care if you're getting 300 million. Congratulations. But these people in here are paying $2,500 a ticket, $5,000, that are blue-collared, hard-working people. If you don't get your head wrapped around that, you shouldn't be in pro sports. Because how are we going to grow? How do we expect you to be an example? Well, guess what? You don't want to be? You are one. You're on the biggest stage. You just said it. They make the most money. You're an example. You got to show up. You got to take that on. I'm sick and tired of making athletes greats, all-time greats, that aren't the best examples. Those are the people that we want our kids to follow.
Amen. Look, I understand injuries happen. I can't imagine what you'd be doing to your body if you're playing a sport like that day in and day out. But it is frustrating when you feel like these people are like, my pinky finger hurts and I can't play in the game. I have to shoot it out.
They're a little spoiled for sure.
I think PK Subban makes a really great point, and he might be a little biased considering he was in the NHL for about a decade, but he was talking up the NHL and how all these stars just played for the Four Nations hockey tournament that we obviously just saw happen, unfortunately. Canada
and
won
some
last night.
Actually played hard enough to get injured.
Yeah, I mean,
Punched in the face.
Big names, and I don't know what tickets cost for that tournament, but I would...
He just said $2,300.
Okay,
for the hockey tournament?
Yeah, for that game.
I thought he was talking about the NBA.
I thought he was talking about the NBA.
That's what they were for last night's game.
Okay, all right.
I mean, that's not a little bit of money if you're paying that per ticket. So you want to see the players you came there to see. I mean, obviously it's fun to just go be at a live sporting event and be with other fans and just watch a game like hockey. But many times that people are going, I think, because there's one or two of the players who they really, really like and they want to see them play in person. It's why you pay hundreds of dollars to go see Sammy Hagar time and again, because I guess it's not the same. I know it's not the same, but...
It is the same.
It's not the same of you watching... It's not the same as you watching him on a YouTube clip as it is seeing him in person, right?
No, not at all. I agree with you completely.
Yeah, I would agree. YouTube is better. Silenced. On mute.
No, YouTube is at his prime.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
He releases a lot of stuff.
He does.
More recently, he does Facebook Lives all the time. Regardless, that's off the subject. The point is, you're right. I want to go see him in person, and I want to see him give it his all, even if at 75, it's not the same all it was at 45. He's still out there dancing around the stage and singing at the top of his lungs and doing a great job.
Yeah,
I agree.
If you're going to be paid potentially tens of millions of dollars, you better get your hiney out there and you better play. Unless you have a very valid excuse, then that's ridiculous. I mean, how long before the game did LeBron James really know he wasn't going to play? I mean, I feel like that's deceitful, where he probably knew days out or whatever and knew that if he pulled his name that it might have an impact on ticket sales. So, of course, you let people buy the tickets assuming you're going to see him, and then all of a sudden you're like, darn, I can't play. My ankle still hurts.
Yeah, who knows who all was involved in that decision-making process. Like he might have said, I don't think I'm going to play. And they came back to him and said, well, the NHL wants you to make that a game-time decision because people are less likely to buy $2,500 tickets if they don't think you're going to be there. The other side of that is it denied somebody a roster spot who would have had to be pulled up to play because he wasn't there. And they didn't get their shot at the All-Star
game.
Good
point.
Yeah.
There's a lot of factors here.
There's a lot of criticism that about LeBron James, that it's always about LeBron James. And why Carl hasn't used that drop yet since we've been talking about him, I don't know.
Well, should we give him a minute right now to pull it up?
I think he's digging for it in the archives right now.
LeBron James!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Obvious.
Yeah, I know.
I've been critical of some of these celebrities, in particular some of these artists, and the way they portray themselves, what they wear and what they sing about, the lyrics, things like that, and how inappropriate they are. But PK Subban, he says, these are the people we want our kids to follow. You know, whether I like it or not, I assume my son will be into sports because I like sports. My husband very much loves sports, and so I just kind of assume my son will grow up. I would love to get him into sports at some point. And these athletes are going to be the kind of people that he looks to, you know, of like that success, you know. And so whether I like it or not, I can tell him, hey, you don't want to follow this person for X, Y, and Z reasons. Ultimately, he's still going to look to them as kind of a role model to a degree.
Yeah, I wonder how much we've lost control over that. I heard a good discussion the other day on the Annie Fry show. She was talking about her own son's involvement in sports. Annie coaches some of her kids' sports, and she's pretty involved in that. But she pointed out something I think is a truth about youth sports these days. You'll want Easton to get involved in these things, but you're going to reach a point where it becomes more about the individual player than about the team. Because when they get to a point where there are select teams, there's an incredible amount of pressure that's been developed by, quite frankly, coaches and people who are benefiting from it, I'm sure, in some way, maybe financially or otherwise. They recruit kids to different select teams. So a kid may be playing on your team and you may have great team chemistry, and then they think they or their parent think there may be a better opportunity for them on this other select team because so and so get to see them. And it's kind of taken, in her words, I think her words, I'm going to put words in her mouth, some of the joy, it's taken out some of the joy out of youth sports. Because kids aren't there to be taught that they're there for the team. They're looking out for number one. And that is so obvious in pro sports these days, that all of these people are most interested in themselves and how they're enriching themselves or whether they're at risk of getting injured than they are to play the sport.
Well, and look what NIL has done to that to a degree,
college,
right?
Yes, I agree.
I think that's just the mindset in our current world. It's just me, me, me. And I do understand this feeling of, well, if you are dreaming of playing in college, football, baseball, you do need to be with the right coach and be in front of the right people to see you and all of those things. I absolutely understand that. But it is sad when you think about this whole team mindset. It's not just for me, it's for the greater good of the team, has kind of been lost. But again, I think it's a cultural shift that we've seen. It's like I see people post all the time about, like, you have to love yourself, and you have to love myself first before I can love anybody else, and just make sure you say no to everybody else. You need to support yourself. And it's not that that's 100% wrong, but the way we are going about it is wrong. Like, you can love other people even if you don't love yourself. I hope you love yourself, but you can still love other people. It's just been awful. We try to do something good, and just like we have done time and again, we swing the pendulum too far, and it's playing out right now.
I only regret that my son is not awake yet to hear this conversation this morning.
Hey, Brad, could you wake up right now and listen to this on the Odyssey app? You can rewind it.
He thinks LeBron James walks on water.
Wait, okay, thank you. We should just say LeBron James as many times as we can and make Carl play it.
Was it lit?
Thank you, Carl. We have a group text between me and Brad and his best friend Corey and Corey's dad Rick, because Rick and I are both convinced that Michael Jordan is the GOAT, hands down, and the two younger members of the text believe that it is LeBron James, hands down. So we have a lot
more
of fun with
Kobe.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, I loved Kobe. I'm just saying. You know, when I think the GOAT discussion is
No. I'm saying that they choose LeBron over Kobe.
They do.
I agree with you. It's Michael Jordan.
Yes.
But
you know when you felt like you were going to get you felt like you were going to get a good shot, you'd be like, Kobe.
Yeah.
Now I feel like it's like Caitlin, right? I've heard people say that. I've caught myself saying that.
That's funny.
How
I don't know.
Are you shooting a basketball?
I don't shoot
lots
very often.
Carl, every morning before I come to work,
that's
I try
your workout routine?
Shoot a few hoops. Thank you for making me laugh. I really appreciate any laugh I can get right now.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
that's
it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.